Rita. How are you?
Rita Craig from Fremont Housing Authority with us. Welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. A lot going on in your world. You have a little bit of building going on. You have just a lot of paperwork, I would say, in your world. So let's talk a little bit about that to start things off this morning with the Fremont Housing Authority. When somebody is looking to apply or find housing in the area, let's take us through that process. How does it work?
So you're right. We do have a lot of paperwork that you have to go through, but we try to make it as simple as we can for people to go through the application process. So they start by contacting us. Either they can contact us through our website, they can call, they can email, they can stop by. They can stop by and pick up an application even when we're not there.
Wow.
Right in the front entryways, the kind of the lobbies there.
Yeah.
Gifford and Stanton Tower, we have information up till about 9 o'clock at night. You can stop and pick that up. Just pick up the paperwork and
perfect,
take it. I guess the biggest thing that happens is people fill out the application and maybe not complete all the blanks or not bring their driver's license and Social Security card. If there's children, the birth certificates for the children. And we've got to have the full application package to be able to proceed onward and get them on the wait list. So it's important to fill out, like, not applicable instead of leaving blanks on the application.
Right.
The better you read the application, because there's a list, so it tells you a little bit about what you need to bring with you, and that the quicker it goes for you.
Okay.
Now, is it going to be speedy fast, like we're going to hand you keys tomorrow? No.
Yeah, I suppose.
Depending on the wait list size of the program, it can be within a couple weeks to a month, depending upon that.
Yeah.
Right now, we have units available, but then there again, I think a lot of people are under the misconception that we just have keys waiting, and we're like, here you go, come on in.
What's typically, how long does it take for somebody to, I guess, qualify?
It can take, you know, we can do it in 2 weeks if they're very organized, have everything together, the places we have to do verification, send it right back. But if we have to wait on things, then it can take longer because we'd have to do, like, bank verifications and retirements and Social Security, all those different kinds of things. So if people are organized, it can...
Right.
Within a month, you could be in your new unit.
That's great. So. Is there, like, paperwork that states that, you know, you need to bring a driver's license, you need to bring...
There is.
Yeah, you got to make sure you...
You got to read it.
Yes, read it.
It's very important.
Exactly. Because it's not that it wastes your time, it wastes their time in the process of not being able to get into a unit.
It does, and it causes frustration.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People will be frustrated. Yeah. Well, if I wouldn't... But it's right in that packet.
Yep.
And so, and we also have brochures out front, and then we can also give them to people as they come in, or they can go on the website. We've got the Facebook page, Fremont Housing Agency for Facebook, and there's a link on our website, www.fremonthousing.org. So my voice is a little
easy.
Froggy this morning.
That's okay.
You're not the only one.
I know, right? We're just running by the seat of our pants, so you're sitting right in.
You mentioned, I caught the little, we do have units available. So talk about all your complete portfolio and what you do have available.
So most people know the towers because they sit over there just to the east of the hospital, Gifford and Stanton. Gifford Tower, we do have availability. People are interested. I encourage them to apply because it could be within the month if you've got all your paperwork together. You could potentially be in that new unit, and we do have to go through screening. We screen for landlords, criminal history, credit history, but if everything checks out, you could be in a unit in a short amount of time. So,
wow, that's great.
So we do.
How many units are in those buildings?
So between Gifford and Stanton, there's 245 units between the two. Stanton, interestingly enough, has been designated elderly for probably close to 20 years.
Okay.
So it's 62 plus. There's some availability there. I think the wait list is a little stronger over there right now. So we're just, as people come in, feel free to apply. I guess that's what I would say. I'd encourage people to apply. Because if we don't know about you, we sure can help you.
Reach
out to us. And,
right, and don't be afraid to ask.
Ask questions.
Yes.
The staff, we've got a wonderful housing staff, and all the maintenance staff, well, the entire staff for that. Anyway, just ask them questions because that's what we're there for.
Right.
If you don't understand something, you know, I guess the biggest thing is have patience with the process because it does take a little bit of time, but we'll work you through it. Mm-hmm. In bigger cities, the housing authorities will have like a, one person get you give the application to, one person does the intake, one signs the lease with you,
mm-hmm.
one, what's the next step, recertification, and then when you get ready to move out, somebody else. Well, we're fortunate in Fremont, we have, if you work with Section 8, you work with Tina the whole time from the beginning.
Very nice.
The moment you reach out to us to the moment you go off the program or you work with Tammy or Amanda.
Mm-hmm. Well, you build up a rapport with that person and
you
trust.
You do. So they get to know their residents. They're income based at the towers and utilities are included. So it's a pretty good deal.
Great.
That way it goes off everybody's individual gross income minus the deductions. It's a pretty thorough calculation that HUD has that we have to follow.
Yes.
I think that's one thing that people forget. We're following the rules that are laid out for us to follow so that we can serve people.
Right. Because if it were you, your way, you would have everybody in there. You
would.
Yeah.
We would. We would, but we have to follow the rules.
Those rules.
That's laid out. So that's the towers.
Exactly.
We have the Section 8 program, 164 vouchers. Encourage people to apply for that wait list. It's down a little bit.
Okay.
And so we sure encourage you to apply. Or if you're a landlord looking for wanting to work with the housing authority, the good thing about it is it's guaranteed rent.
Yeah.
we do inspections, and we work through like a mediator with the participant, they're called on the Section 8 side. So we try to partner with those area landlords.
As far as other locations, Hooper would
be
another?
We have Hooper Housing Authority. So there again, go ahead and apply. We've got some vacancies. I know they're working through the wait list to get those filled and that. But Hooper's, that's right on the golf course.
Oh,
not
nice.
Too many housing authorities do. I've said that before to Bob.
Yeah.
And I've talked to him. But
that's nice.
It's right up there. A beautiful location. Nice little property. And so small town, but close enough to Fremont or South Sioux if you want to go up that way.
Yeah.
But it's not too far. So.
You also have some new... That's being still some of construction working on that, right?
We do. We have Hidden Brook Townhomes 1 and 2. So Hidden Brook Townhomes 1 is full and going up and running.
Which is about how many units?
It's
is that
20
one?
Units.
Okay.
And so Hidden Brook 2 will be 20 units. I think last I knew we were leased up 3 of the 20.
Wow.
So that is because they're not ready. So we're waiting on the units to get ready. Mm-hmm. And we do have a wait list, but... If you don't apply, we can't help you. So reach out to us, and they're very nice. They're three-bedroom,
really nice.
One bath.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to ask. You know, if you need housing, do something about it.
Yep.
Get in touch with you. Yes, exactly. Yep.
And we are having an open house and chamber ribbon cutting.
Good.
For coffee, I guess you'd
still to be determined, or
April
do you have a date?
April 29th.
April, okay.
9 to
April 29th.
Over at Hidden Brook, which is just north of the mall. Basically,
yes.
But if you go in front of the towers on Clarkson, turn east on 29th Street, you'll come up to it. So little gray and white buildings with some blue accents on them. And just nice little duplexes.
Yeah,
so we'll
have that. Ground level to entry level. Yeah.
And
that's
we do
the best.
Have a few handicap accessible units out there as well. But
perfect.
So
awesome.
We've got that. And Summers Point, I don't want to forget Summers Point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have Summers Point.
So we've got
Point
Summers Point 1 and 2, which is out in the western part of Fremont. Mm-hmm. It actually sits outside of Fremont.
Yeah,
you know,
just
they
past the golf course there.
Yep, just past the golf course and that. So a nice little property as well.
We've got a lot of little properties.
We do.
That's awesome.
We do. We're always working. We have a food program. And some exciting news, we were awarded the 2021 Ross Grant, which is the Resident Opportunity and Self-Sufficiency Grant. Basically, we have like social worker on staff that can do referrals for the residents to find community partners like Christy and United Way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we work with them and Lifehouse and many others in that. So we appreciate those partnerships.
Well, super. I'm glad you came in this morning. But again, how do people reach you? What's the best way to do it?
So by telephone, it's 402-727-4848. Or you can reach us by email. You could email. I think I'd probably direct them because I don't want to go through everybody's email.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that. But on the website, it has different emails. And it's www.fremonthousing.org.
Okay.
And there's a link to our Facebook page. There's newsletters. There's a lot of information. We do not have an online application. I was asked that in an email I saw this morning. I think it's better for us when they come to us and we can make that connection right away. So,
yeah.
But they can reach out to us. We'll mail them. We'll email the application, whatever they need that way.
Very good.
So.
Awesome.
All right. Rita Gregg, the Executive Director of Fremont Housing Authority. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you
for having me.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.